Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, Lord, as we start this session, Father, I ask, as my brother has spoken, that you speak to us. I also ask, Father, Lord, that you will speak through me in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May they not hear my voice, may they hear your voice. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Church, should not be sad or glum. So before you can have your seats, I want you to greet two people that you didn't come with. I'm not sitting next to you. Maybe somebody that you don't know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Pastor. More like it. If you have done so, then you may sit down. Hallelujah. We should be happy anytime we're called to come to the house of God. Hallelujah. Just to highlight the announcement that they were mentioned, you notice there were two announcements on the men's meeting. We have the October one and the November one. Please, the November one is a conference. Okay? So every man is expected to be there. We'll have Reverend Mitchell Ford, the resident pastor of PCO, that will be ministering on that day. Please, if you need to take time off, if you're working on Saturday, please do so. Sisters, I'm 100% sure your husband attends that meeting, he will come back changed. Hallelujah. The bonus on it also is you don't have to provide breakfast or lunch for him. It will be provided there. So just kick them out of their bed and tell them to come for the meeting. We'll take care of them and we'll return them in good hands, better than when they left. Hallelujah. God bless you as you attend in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God has laid one or two things on my heart just to discuss with us today. But before we discuss, I know the women went through the five love languages. Am I correct? They discussed it, the five love languages, and I think some of us are conversant with what the five love languages are. And I've highlighted them on the screen. Hallelujah. Everybody's quiet now. It's a time of reckoning, isn't it? I've highlighted the words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Hallelujah. Now, there are some that are sitting with their wives. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to ask the wives, ask your husband, what is my love language, and let him respond. If you're sitting with your spouse, hallelujah. Just 1 minute. It should come quickly. Hallelujah. Is that okay? All right. Don't tell them whether they've got it right or wrong. If your husband got it right, raise your hand, please, sisters. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for your honesty. Only two sisters got it right. Hallelujah. Only two sisters got it. Two brothers got it right. I expected that. I expected zero anyways, but I think I got two. Hallelujah. So brothers, where's your attention? Where is your attention? That you cannot score that after living with your wives. Hallelujah. Is there an area of concern? My message is, where is your attention? Hallelujah. God bless you as we speak about where your attention is today. Hallelujah. Where is your focus? Where is your attention? I'll still come back to the five love languages at the conclusion, but we'll speak about where is our attention. And as usual, I'm going to start with defining what attention is. Attention means different things to different human beings that we have. Am I correct? And we'll go through that and we'll be able to see what we're taking. But most times I like to take the secular definition of what an attention is, because let us be on the same page. Number one, the mental faculty of considering or taking notice of someone or something. Mental faculty, isn't it? Number two, observation, taking notice of someone or something. You observe someone or something, especially with a view to take an action, isn't it? With a view to do something. Are we together? And the third one is a position assumed by a soldier when he says, stand at attention, isn't it? Hallelujah. That's something I've not been able to do properly because maybe I was not trained for the military, but sometimes you see those ones standing at attention, they're crystal positions. Even your thumb has to be facing the ground, isn't it? Because they're kept in that format. All right? Now, that is what we're talking about, attention, so we're on the same page. But we're going to read a verse in the Bible, and it would be, a couple of chapters, and we'll look at it, and I want us to take some understanding from there. We're going to be reading from Jonah chapter 1. We're going to go to, we'll start with chapter 1 now. Later, we're going to look at chapter 2 up to verse 3. Okay? But I want us to open our Bibles. It's a common story, but I want us to open our Bibles to Jonah chapter 1. And we're lucky our brother, we have brother Jonah here who will read it for us. Hallelujah. Can you go ahead, please? But follow, please, as he reads. Hallelujah.
Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God, and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest parts of the ship, had laid down, and was fast asleep. So the captain came to him and said to him, what do you mean, sleeper? Arise, go, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us, so that we may not perish. And they said to one another, come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this trouble has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation? And where do you come from? What is your country? And of what people are you? So he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, why have you done this? For the men knew that they fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to him, what shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us? For the sea was growing more tempestuous. Then he said to them, pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. Therefore they cried out to the Lord and said, we pray, O Lord, please do not let us perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood for you. O Lord, have done as it pleased you. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and took vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
Thank you so much, Jonah. Hallelujah. Attention was everywhere. Jonah was asked to go somewhere, his attention was diverted. They were on the ship, the attention was on the storm. But the funny thing is, Jonah was even sleeping. And he was the cause of the storm, but he was sleeping. His attention was not even there. Okay? But we'll get back to that later on. Now, there's certain facts about attention. Me and you as human beings, we are created, we wanted attention. By our creation, we seek attention. Hallelujah. Are we together? It's not something from anywhere. It's inherent. If you go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, then it says, then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Now, this by may the Lord giving you dominion, that means there must be something that must be looking up to you. There must be some level of attention looking to man. Am I correct? That was number one. If you go to Genesis 2, 18 and 21 to 3, and he said, and the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh in his place, then the rib in which the Lord God had taken from man. He made it into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, that is now my bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. And since that time, man has been attending to his wife. Am I correct? He has always been tendering to his wife. You're married, your spouse is not there. No, there's something that is missing, isn't it? And the wife also knows. And that is why she seeks attention from the man. Are we together? Now, if you go further in the verse, in 3 and 1, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you should not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows the day you eat of it, your eyes will become open, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. The serpent was cunning. If the woman was not looking for attention, she would not have heard what the serpent had to say. And the serpent knew that. Some people will say it's pride. They want to know more like God. She wants to be enlightened. But her attention was taken by what was being offered. Are we together? A Jewish philosopher once said, man generally turns his face towards the things he desires. Hallelujah. If you desire something, your face is returning towards that place. And that is why we're in a generation that is full of attention. Adverts is to catch your attention. Am I correct? Social media is to catch your attention. Am I correct? Everything is focused for us to be attentive on that. That's why attention span has also reduced. Hallelujah. That's why I'll not go for a 2 hours message. I'll cut it short because attention span has reduced. Nowadays, we have what we call 5 minute reels, isn't it? Of videos while you catch your attention, move to the next one. And your time goes and goes on. We're all about attention. And that's what the world knows. And that's why it throws a lot of junk in our face. The second thing, we seek attention because of pride and self-entitlement. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Your boss in the office, you expect your subordinates to give you the attention. Your spouse, you feel I'm entitled to this attention. The five love languages, isn't it? It's my entitlement. You have to speak my language in my own terms. How can you say it's quality time I want when I want a gift? Are you getting what I'm saying? The same thing the man too, you have is a sense of entitlement. I want that attention as I deserve it. The church also, I want the church to recognize I'm in this place. If they don't recognize me, it's a big problem. Am I correct? It's pride that's there. Hallelujah. Are we together? Sometimes the young among us, they're looking for attention. We just don't give them attention and it becomes a problem. Sometimes we give attention because we want something in return. Am I correct? Hallelujah. Do you know what we talk about? Eye service. You know what eye service is? When pastors are around, oh, praise the Lord, pastor, you know, and everybody is going ahead because you're trying to see that he gives you a good response. Am I correct? You're giving attention, not because you really want to, but because you want something in return. Most often, the ones that don't give that attention are the ones that are telling you the truth. Hallelujah. I used to work in a bank then in those days, and I had my mate. He used to go to the manager's office to greet her every morning. And I would never step out of the office. I would just go and do my work, and I felt to go. But when he came for promotion, guess who was promoted? He was promoted. I wasn't promoted. Because I didn't give him the attention she wanted. And he knew by giving her the attention, what, no matter what his work is, he'll get a promotion. Actually, I got an A star for promotion. He got a B, but it was reversed when he came to her desk. He beat me to it. So sometimes we have that. You find some people, even when they met Paul at the temple, and then Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer in the ninth hour. And a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gates of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him, with John and Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something in return. Hallelujah. Sometimes we put our emphasis on man because we want to get something in return. Are we there? Even among ourselves, class, status, whatever it is, I want to give attention to this person because he belongs to a different class and everything, because you want to be associated. Are we together? Hallelujah. I have something that said, whatever has your attention not only possesses your mind, but will also possess your heart. So whatever I'm looking for, it will possess my heart and mind. That's why I love it when wives and husbands are truly in love. Everything takes complete. Am I correct? Are you there? Hallelujah. And that's why some people, when they get into crime, they become very good at it. Because the attention is it, and everything consumes them, their mind and their body. That's the power of attention. Luke 11:34 says, "The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body is full of darkness." What you look at, what your attention is, will determine what your body is. Are we together? So I'm just giving a few facts about attention, which is very, very sacrosanct to what we're talking about today. Number five, attention should only be given to God. Are we together? It's only God that deserves our attention, and we'll get to that. Now, how does God get our attention? How does God get our attention? Number one, a restless spirit. Are we together? There's some amount of restlessness inside us. In Psalm 55, verse 2, it says, "Attend to me and hear me. I'm restless in my complaints and moan noisily." Are you here? As human beings, we can be restless. I'm not talking of that kind of restless when you have money. Hallelujah. Sisters, when your husband has money, you know he has money, isn't it? He's very restless. He can do and undo, isn't it? You have that restless spirit. I'm okay, I need to do something. But sometimes when you're a Christian and you have the Spirit of God, you have a restlessness that you must do something. Some have avoided tragedy because of that restless spirit inside it. You might be sitting down there and God says, you need to go somewhere. You need to do something. You need to call this person. Am I correct? You need to offer help here. God is catching your attention. And whatever you have that restless spirit inside you, don't suppress it. Are we together? Have you been there before? Please. It might be just to call somebody to find out how he is. How are you doing? It's very important. And as a believer, as a child of God, you will have that restlessness inside you. Number two, a spoken word or prophetic word. Acts 2:37 says, "And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?'" We come here. You hear the word. Our prayer is that something will strike a chord with you and it will catch your attention and you take it away. Are we together? The word can come even from the praise and worship. It can come from the offering. It can come from the message. It can come from the benediction. That's why when you come to church, you have to be able to be ready to receive. And part of it, that's the way God catches your attention. A word might be spoken to your situation in church. And I believe even as I'm speaking this, it's speaking to someone there. Are we together? That's how God plans to get our attention. Number three, through the Bible, through the word. You read your word, God speaks through there. It jumps through there. I can tell you, my coming to Oman, it was through the word of God. I keep on saying this and I keep on sharing this. I didn't want to come. I didn't know where Oman was. I prayed, I fasted, I called, spoke to my pastor. We prayed for 1 week, we fasted for 1 week. After the fasting, he told me, well, what God's saying in his mind is, if you go, you'll do well. If you stay back, you'll do well. And I woke up Sunday morning. In the UK, it's service, isn't it? I woke up, I was having my devotion. And it was Jeremiah 29:11. I said, the plans I have for you are for good. And I read it. After reading that, I just took it as an instance. And as I was reading, my phone just bleeped. I had a message. Are you together? After closing my Bible, after I finished praying, I opened my message. And the first thing I just said with the message there, congratulations, Emmanuel, your visa has been approved. You understand what I'm saying? From the word of God to an answer. I didn't need more. I just called my pastor and say, Masalam, bye-bye. I'm off. God has spoken through the word of God. And when you spend your time in the word of God, God will speak. Hallelujah. Are we together? An unusual blessing. God can also speak to you an unusual blessing. Elisha was by the brook. They provided water for him. They provided food came for him by the ravens. God is able to give you an unusual blessing. Are we together? The best thing that will happen to you, I don't know whether you have had some companies that will come back and say, oh, we have a bonus for you. You didn't expect, isn't it? But how many of us ask God, what should I do with this money? God is blessing you because maybe he has a plan for you to do. In the UK, we pay taxes. And at the end of the year, they will balance the taxes, isn't it? And then you just get one lovely day, you just get a message. Sorry, we have taxed you. We have overtaxed you and you have a tax refund. And you see people come to church, praise the Lord. I got a tax refund. Hallelujah. But where's the refund coming from? God has a plan for you to do it. Most often than not, in my own life, when I see that unusual blessing, I see a need coming immediately. It's not for nothing. As I'm celebrating it, I see something opening up and automatically I connect the two. Are we together? I know God has blessed this for this to go out this way. Five, it can be an extraordinary situation. The burning bush. Are we together? A bush burning that was not burning. That was what needed to catch Moses' attention. It still happens in this life. People see supernatural, unusual things that God does to catch our attention. Up to today. It's not impossible to see a burning bush like Moses. If God wants it to happen, it will happen. Number six, an answered prayer. Hallelujah. Have you been there? An answered prayer. Sometimes you will pray and pray and pray like David prayed for his son. Pray. The answer will not come. God is catching your attention. Part of the attention is you being in a place of prayer where he wants you to be. I've had several unanswered prayers. God, by his mercy, has showed me why he answered them no. Some I don't even know till I get to heaven. But I know it's for the good. Number 7. A disappointment, defeat, and tragedy. Several years ago, we have forgotten about it. COVID. Hallelujah. COVID. Nobody wears masks now unless maybe you have a flu, isn't it? And what happened during COVID? A lot of people went back to God. Am I correct? They thought they were going to die. Everybody became repentant. Even people went took it to the father level that it was the end of the world. Am I correct? Let me tell you, show me your hands if your attention was not caught during COVID. Am I correct? All of our attention was caught during COVID. That was just one small virus. Now, the thing that shows me is that it shows me that God is awesome. He caught attention of the whole world. The whole world. If he wants our attention, he can catch it. And he caught my attention. He caught your attention. Am I correct? That's when he saw even the blessing song that came. People were blessing the nations. People were blessing whatever they wanted to bless. Because they felt their time was short. Even David, the time that David went to war, they killed all of his men. If you read 2 Samuel 2, they were defeated. Joshua went to war with Ai. Someone stole. They were defeated. They had to come back to the drawing board and say, who got him? Who did wrong here? Jonah, storm, a defeat. But one thing I say, when hard times comes, do not start with the circumstances. Try and find Jesus in that storm. Start with Jesus and then go back to the circumstances. Are we together? Number 8, financial difficulties. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who has not gone through financial difficulties? Huh? Who has not had to tighten his belt? I'm not talking of the physical belt. I'm talking of the financial belt. We go through challenges. And God calls our attention. It's not even finance, even your health. You go to the hospital and they say, check this. You understand what I'm saying? Is your body telling you some other things are in excess? Hallelujah. Now, once God has gotten our attention, what is our response? What is our response? Jonah, can you just read a bit of, just read chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. I won't have time, chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Please.
Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3-day journey in extent. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
Hallelujah. I'm not even want to read chapter 2 of that because it's going to take up much of our time. But when Jonah was in the belly of the fish, these characteristics of our response is what happened. Are we together? The first one Jonah had to do was he focused. If God cuts our attention, the first thing we have to do is to focus. And when you're focusing, you won't get it wrong. Am I correct? I play basketball and you have a hoop, isn't it? When you play basketball, you have a hoop. And you're taking the shot. Where are you trying to get? You're trying to get at the center of that hoop. Am I correct? Because if you get the center of the hoop, it's going to go in. But if you get it at the end, it can bounce off. That's why it says aim small and miss small. You're not going to miss. But Jonah, he focused while he was in the belly of the fish. If God has got your attention, you need to focus. What is God saying? And part of focusing is number 2 point. You need to listen. Most times, the reason why God is catching attention is we're not listening. We're so busy with day-to-day activities. God wants us to pause and listen. And Isaiah 30:21 says, you shall hear a voice and it will tell you which way to go. Am I correct? If someone's listening to you, you don't need to catch his attention. Am I correct? Teachers in the class. We have teachers here. How do you catch your pupils? You want them to listen, isn't it? Number 3, Jonah obeyed. Hallelujah. He obeyed. After the fish threw him out, he carried his bag and said, I'm off. I don't want a second experience. And that's so in our lives. When God catches our attention, we need to obey. If we don't obey, we're not going to move to the next step. I think that's where most of the times we get stuck up. We get stuck because we don't want to obey. You need to obey his voice to be able to move on. Number 4 is walk or we move. Micah 6:8 says, he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to justify, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. There's always an instruction. When you get somebody's attention, there's always an instruction for you to do. You have to move. You have to go. Jonah moved to Nineveh, isn't it? Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together unless they agree? You cannot walk without God unless you agree and you move in the same direction with him. That's our response to God. We have our little children. Maybe they're doing tantrums or causing anything. By the time we catch your attention, sometimes attention can be in different forms, isn't it? During our own time, it was, I can remember then, my mom would be talking and you can't hear. Did you have those schools called skulls? I think they're wooden heels, isn't it? And kids will be making noise. But when that skull comes flying, she will get your attention. Hallelujah. And once she gets your attention, she gives you the instruction. And what do? We obey and we walk and move. If we don't, what happens? A second one will come, isn't it? Until we understand what is going on. And that's what's happening in our lives. Because we're not moving, we're not going on. Hallelujah. Now, God's response. What is God's response? Once God responds, there are 2 ways. Okay? Attention. Okay? Number 1 response of God is that he reflects the attention to you. If your attention is on Christ, are we together? The attention gets reflected on you. Very simple. Psalm 23 verse 5, you prepare what? Before me what? In the presence of what? You anoint my head with what? My cup what? That can only happen because of God. You're putting attention on him and he's reflecting it on you. Hallelujah. I want you to understand this. When the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. Because my attention is on him, it will reflect on me. Daniel was the example of that. His attention was being holy, but it reflected on him. Whatever you think you're missing by putting attention on God, you'll not miss anything. You'll get far greater. Because your attention is on him. Hallelujah. The moon shines, it doesn't have light, but it's a reflection of what? The sun. So I want you to always look at that. Whatever attention you think you're not getting, God has the ability to reflect that on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number two is you have peace all around. Because you're in his presence, there is joy, there is peace all around. Your life will be brimming with his presence. Hallelujah. Everything is taken care of because your attention is on him. Those two things are guaranteed. God will shower his attention on you, and you will have all peace around. And that's why David was not bothered. That's why David could dance like a madman, isn't it? Are we together? And that's why David was blessed. Because his focus was on something else. It was on something greater. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author, finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. That is God's response. Who wants peace? Hallelujah. Who wants God's attention? All of us do. All of us do. But he has promised that if our focus is on him. Now I'm going to say, give you a story of two ladies. And as I'm giving this story, I'd like the youth to come up. Just come up. I just want us to, they're going to minister to us. I want them to come up. And this story is about two different ladies. The first one, the lady is there. Elias Trotter. Okay? She was a British lady born in 1853 to 1928. And she was born to a rich home. The father was a stockbroker with Coutts Bank. Who knows Coutts Bank? Those are the Queen's bankers, and I'll say the King's bankers now, isn't it? And the father was working them back in those days. And she was so anointed in arts that she could do so well in arts. Are we together? Her perfection of arts. And some of the art critics were able to see her work, and they said, this lady will be the best artist of her generation. But deep within her, with all her wealth, she had a feeling to be called to God, God's service. She started going out at night, preaching to prostitutes. Are you together? And trying to bring them back in. But yet, that was not enough for her. She felt God was calling her somewhere else. She was sleeping, okay? And she kept on hearing North Africa, North Africa. And she went to a gathering, and they said, if your God is calling you to come to North Africa, she picked up her hand and said, I'm the one. And at the age of 34, she moved to Africa to be part of the North African mission in Algeria. Of course, this came at a great cost to her. She forgot about her artist connection. And she spent 40 years in the Algerian desert. And she knew what it meant to be away from all distraction and focus on God. While there, she wrote a poem, Focus, a Story and a Song by Elias Trotter. Second lady, Helen Lemmel, born in 1864 in England. But she moved to the U.S. at the age of 12. From a young age, she had a musical capability. She had to go to Germany to go and train in music. And she returned, and she was working the church, writing songs and doing whatnot. But there, sure after, she had an illness. and lost her sight. And when she lost her sight, what next? The husband left her. How sad. But in the pain of this tragedy in 1918, she found this poem by Leah Strutcher. And she picked the words from that poem and coined the song, "Turn Your Eyes Unto Jesus." Hallelujah. She continued to serve him faithfully even as she was blind. Wrote over 400 hymns. So it's a challenge to us. Although we may be blind, she was blind. Her spiritual sight should challenge us that physically can see. So who is your attention on to? I'll allow the NG4C to minister to us. And I want you, as they're singing, whatever it is, where is the attention? Think about it. Talk to God in these few minutes. And after they finish, I'll come back and summarize. Turn your eyes to Jesus.
Praise the Lord, church. Can we all just arise for a short time of worship? And even as we begin worshiping, can we just close our eyes and just lift our hands up to the heavens and say that, Lord, I make it a commitment and a prayer this afternoon. Lord, I want to turn my eyes to you, Father. I want to fix my gaze on you, Lord. But there might be things around me that might be bringing me down, disappointments and failures and worries and anxieties, Father, Lord, but I choose to turn my face on you this afternoon, God. I choose to fix my gaze on you, God, because you are the glory and the lifter of my head, Lord. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face.
Holy. Jesus, we turn our eyes to you, Lord Jesus, Jesus, we turn our eyes to you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. We turn our eyes to Jesus. Hallelujah. You may have your seats as we close. Just in the attitude of prayer, Jesus stands at the door and knocks. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. That's the first step of turning our eyes to Jesus. If at this point you feel led to give your life to Christ, just pray this prayer along with me. Say, Father Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. Please come into my life. Make me whole again. I submit to your divine authority. Lead my life. Guide me aright. Wash me free. Make me free from the bondage of sin. Come into my heart. I believe in you. Come and reside with me and fellowship with me. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. And if by chance you have also backslidden, say, Lord, my eyes have turned unto you. At this particular point in time, I've forgotten everything. My focus is on you. My attention is on you alone. I look up to you from this very moment. Thank you, Father Lord, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And if you have prayed this prayer, just meet any of the elders after the church and we'll guide you aright in your life. We'll guide you to discipleship you in the right way. Now I'll conclude what we have spoken today. Our collective gaze, attention, should be on Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the message today. Our attention should be on Jesus. Now, I started with the five love languages. While our attention is on Jesus, there are five languages that we have. We're made in God's image. So whatever five love languages that we express to ourselves, while our attention is on Jesus, we should be able to express the same thing. In my concluding slide, just go there. Words of affirmation. God desires our worship. As your attention on Him, every day worship Him. Two, quality time. Fellowship. Study the Word of God. Spend quality time with Jesus. Three, gifts. Don't forget your offerings and tithes in the household of God. Your talents, give it to God. Three, acts of service. Soul winning and your ministry is the acts of service you can give to God. If you're not in any ministry, please join one and the Lord will bless you. Lastly, the physical touch. How can I touch God? By prayer. Be involved in a place of prayer. Just turn your eyes to Jesus and the Lord will give you peace all around and He'll beautify your lives. God bless you.
Church, ask yourself, where is my attention? Where are you focusing on? Or what are you focusing at? Proverbs 4:20 says, my sons, give attention to my word. Today, this afternoon, have you really given attention to the message you have heard? Are you looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith? That problem you are thinking is very big. Are you focusing on that problem or you are focusing on God? Where is your attention? Hebrews 2, verse 1 says, "We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift." What you have heard this afternoon, are you processing it in your mind? Are you focusing deeply into that message? Where is your attention? Brethren, you need not to put your attention on that problem that you are facing. Concentrate and focus on God. That mountain will be leveled in Jesus' name. Let us be on our feet. I want you to pray and say, "God, help me, Lord, to pay attention to your words." Sometimes God might be talking to you. It might not be this type of message you have heard. It might be somebody that was talking by your side, or what is happening around you. God might be talking to you, but you are not paying attention. I want you to pray right now, "God, help me to have the discerning spirit to pay attention to your word." Begin to talk to God. That God, give me the discerning spirit. Let your Holy Spirit live in me so that I will focus my attention on you. Irrespective of the situation, I want to focus my attention on you. Help me, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit rule my mind. Let it continue to guide my mind so that I'll be able to focus and concentrate on you. Pray. That Hebrew says we must pay the most careful attention. Lord, I want to pay the most careful attention to your word, to you, not to that problem, not to that situation. Father, help me, Lord. Help me, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. We have about the response of God when we pay attention to him. I want us to turn that to prayer also. Father, as I come before you, as I be in your presence, pay attention to my prayer request. I don't know what prayer request you have been praying from January up to this time. Maybe you are not focusing. Maybe you are not paying attention to God. Now that you are paying attention to God, I want you to talk to God. Lord, pay attention to my request in the mighty name of Jesus. Pay attention to my request in the mighty name of Jesus. You know those special things you have asked God, that God in his mercy should grant you your request. God should pay attention to you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for reminding us that we have to look unto you, that we have to shift our focus on you. We have to shift our attention unto you. We want to bless you. We glorify your name for your word that we have heard this afternoon. Thank you once again. You have spoken for us from your throne. We give you all glory and adoration. As we have prayed, Almighty God, whatever that we take our attention from you, Father, have mercy upon us. And take those things away from our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever sin that is in our life that is not allowing us to pay full attention to you, Lord, Father, have mercy and take them away from us in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for your spirit that we continue to dwell in our mind, that we enable us to pay attention to you. Father, endow us with your Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. In everything that we do, in every way that we go, in whatever we are doing, let our attention be upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you for your servant that you have used for us this day. More anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit of your word in his life shall never dry up in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you will bless him more so that you can receive more from him in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless him, bless the wife, bless the children in the mighty name of Jesus. And bless the work of his hand in Jesus' name. And I pray for NG4C that have come out to minister to us through their voice. More anointing in their life in the mighty name of Jesus. As youth they be, let them continue to focus on you in Jesus' name. Always draw their attention to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. As we depart this hall to our various homes, let your presence go with us in Jesus' name. All our activities for the rest of the year, as usual, Lord, take over and take control in Jesus' name. And let all our activities focus on you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Shall we share the grace together in fellowship? Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, and do have a wonderful week. Amen.